www.ebaymotors.com today. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of Auto World, and what a great hour we've got lined up for you. One of our favorites is going to be joining us. He is a founding member of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Mr. Alto Reed. He's going to be telling us all about the latest with Bob. He's going to be talking about Detroit. He's going to be talking about his current band. Actually, he's got two bands, the Reed and Dickinson Band, as well as the All-Star Band. We're going to be talking to him about a little bit of Seger history and lots more. We always have fun anytime Alto joins us. A little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by Kevin Janeway, who's going to be telling us all about the TGIF Entertainment Group, as well as the Tailgater, which is that unique item that is perfect for football season. And as a matter of fact, we'll also be joined by the new COO of Tailgater. But right now, start the hour quickly. Let's go to the racing desk and check in to see what's been happening in the world of motorsports with Jeff Bressler.
Dario Franchitti has just been crowned IRL champion after their season-ending race in Miami. Danica Patrick finished a strong second in that one. She now returns to NASCAR Nationwide Series action for the remainder of the season. The big question in many minds is, will Danica be more like Franchitti when he was in NASCAR, or more like NASCAR's standout and former IRL champ and F1 star Juan Pablo Montoya? Patrick logged career Nationwide Series start number 5 a few weeks back at the Chicagoland Speedway, and she had her best finish, which was a 28th. Afterwards, she was on the upbeat side, smiling and saying she was kind of satisfied with the way things went, which I think meant in her mind that she wasn't involved in any big, huge wreck. But it was something she said before the race that might have been a little more telling about how her excursion from IndyCars to Nationwide cars is going. During a press conference in Chicago, Patrick talked about the obstacles she's facing during her transition. She talked about mechanical differences between the IndyCars and the stock cars, and she talked about the communications problem she was having. Patrick also talked about not always knowing the difference between setups. She said she was sure all of that would come in time, that it was just an experience level thing. Her undeniably high level of intelligence bodes well for that belief being solidly grounded. But recent history indicates that experience alone may not solve all the problems facing Patrick in her quest for NASCAR success. Patrick's numbers through the first 5 races of her debut season are remarkably similar to those of Franchitti's. Patrick has an average starting position of 28th and an average finishing position of 31st. Franchitti, who raced just 4 times in his 2007 debut season, had a better starting position at 12th, but the exact same average finishing position. Both had 2 DNFs and neither led a lap. Franchitti, undeniably, had the better open wheel numbers and experience when he moved over to NASCAR. He was an Indy 500 winner and a series champion. Franchitti returned to IndyCars after the 2008 season, more actually because of a lack of sponsorship than anything else, but he also departed a bit frustrated. He would later say of his foray into stock cars that he was out of his comfort zone. Patrick, from the sound of it, is encountering some comfort zone problems of her own these days. She'll need to find that zone to become a stock car star like Juan Pablo Montoya. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Great job as usual, Jeff. Thank you very much.
We're going to do one now featuring Alto on the saxophone. It's an old one. It's called Turn the Page.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for this edition of Auto World. It's my great pleasure right now to welcome back to the show a gentleman I've had the pleasure of sharing the microphone with a number of times over the past year. He's one of the coolest guys in rock and roll. He is the one and only sax man for the Bob Seger Silver Bullet Band, Alto Reed. Alto, how you doing?
Bob, I'm doing great. Good to be back with you here on a beautiful, sunny Sunday afternoon in Miami. And in fact, I was just listening to the motorsport update there, and I'm on my way from here to do some celebrating with my good friend Chip Ganassi. We've been friends for a long, long time, and boy, did he have a remarkable season in IndyCar.
Absolutely.
After we're through the show here, I'm heading over to the W Hotel where there's the big IndyCar celebration and presentation of the check and crowning of Dario Franchitti, as well as Scott Dixon's first place finish yesterday. It's just, you know, remarkable. And I don't know if you've ever met Chip, but what a great guy he is.
I haven't had the pleasure, no. I've heard great things about him.
We'll have to make that introduction. You know, you would really enjoy him. He's especially getting a tour of one of his two facilities, either in Charlotte for the NASCAR shop, which is anything but a shop, and in Indianapolis for his IndyCar. And it's very, very impressive. You know, he's a brilliant guy, and he just knows how to do it right.
Absolutely. Let's go back a little bit here for some of our listeners who perhaps haven't heard your previous appearances on the show and talk a little Seger. You joined Bob back in 1972. Tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in Detroit and your car passion and what led you to want to become a musician.
Yeah, I'm not sure what led to wanting to become a musician, but I took to it very naturally. And I had a music aptitude test, I think, in the third grade, and I scored, you know, right at the very top. And that led to the music program I started in the fourth grade on trumpet, and switched over in junior high to sax, and started playing rock and roll when I was in high school, and then went on to Michigan State University, where I had a great band there that I joined, and it just kept building. It was a natural progression of meeting all the different rock and roll bands that came out of Michigan, not just Detroit, but the state of Michigan was a real fertile ground for rock and roll and all the pop festivals. Michigan has always been one of the best places for a musician to live and perform. You could actually, in the toughest of times in other states, in Michigan, there were great shows and you could earn a living doing it. So in that circle of all the bands, the MC5, Seger, Ted Nugent, Alice Cooper, and the other bands that would come through the British invasion, it was a really big part of my early experience, and that really brought me in close contact with all these bands, including management that would book your bands. And Bob Seger's manager had a club. He was an agent for booking as well as Bob's manager. And through that whole process, I wound up meeting Bob and performing with him when he was just doing a brief stint as a sideman playing keyboards in a band called Julia. And that was, you know, just a short little period. And from there he went on and started putting together an album with the lead singer, lead guitar player from Julia. And I heard these tracks and I went, oh, man, I got to play with Bob full time. You know, we had done shows together, pop festivals, with the band Julia. So he was used to me climbing on top of the buses, the PA system, going out into the audiences and all the stuff that I love to do as, you know, added frosting for entertaining an audience. And one thing led to another, and I finally got an audition for him, and he called me out one afternoon, and the configuration of the band at the time was pretty unusual. It was a keyboardist, Dick Sims, playing the Hammond B3 organ.
Yeah.
And it was Jamie Oldacre on drums, Bob Seger on guitar, and Sergio Pastora on congas and timbales. It wasn't exactly what I expected to see when I showed up at Bob's place for this rehearsal. I mean, first the audition. And there was no bass player in sight.
Wow.
It was the Hammond B3 foot pedals that Dick Sims played, and played them great. And that was our base.
Wow. Hold that thought, Alto. We'll be right back. This is Auto World.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get down and do the horizontal bop.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. That's from Bob's 1980 album, Against the Wind, the horizontal bop, and the work of Alto Reed there on sax. And before the break, Alto was telling us about that first audition for Bob and the band. And Alto, tell us more. What was it like?
Well, it was really wild because there was no bass player. And it was Bob on guitar and vocals, Dick Sims on the B3, and he was our bass player playing the foot pedals. And Jamie Oldacre on drums, and Sergio Sergio Pastore on congas and timbales. And it was a really unusual combination, but it sounded great, man. These guys are just phenomenal players. In fact, a few months later, when they left our, you know, Bob and the band, Eric Clapton had asked them to come and be his band on the road and in the studio for the first album was 461 Ocean Boulevard.
Wow.
With I Shot the Sheriff, and you know, and the guys were just phenomenal, and they were connected with all the big artists. They came from Tulsa. They were friends with Leon Russell, and the next thing you know, 2 weeks after being in the band, the guys literally said, "Hey, the gig's yours if you want it." And I said, "I want it." And they said, "Pack your bag. We leave tomorrow." And there were no rehearsals, and there was no time to rehearse because we were driving in a station wagon, and a lot of the shows that we were doing took us anywhere from 12 to 24 hours practically to get from city to city for the next show. So there was not time to do rehearsals, which was perfect for me because I had never wanted to be a horn player in a horn section. I always wanted to be like a Pete Townsend, like George
guitar
Harrison,
player.
Significant guitarist, melodicist. And this gave me a chance with Bob Seger, who I had performed with before briefly, and I knew that he was just this extraordinary singer-songwriter. And I was the lead instrument in the band, so I did solo after solo after solo, and it really gave me an opportunity to learn how to weave my thoughts, musical thoughts, through the Bob Seger lyric and melodies, and that's really what just evolved over a period of time with our relationship, and it really got a jump start. 2 weeks after being in the band, driving here and there, Bob said, "Okay, guys, we're going to Leon Russell's studio to do some work on this album called Back in 72. And in the middle of cutting the tracks, everybody was on a break sitting in the control room, and Bob said, "You know, I got this one song that I hear some sax on." And I said, "Well, great, let's listen to it." So he put the 16-track masters up on the machine, the tape machine, and I listened to it, and I said, "Oh, man, I can definitely hear sax on here. And what did you have in mind?" And the assistant manager sitting there, it was a room full of all, you know, from Leon to J.J. Cale to the band to management to assistant managers, Bob and whatever. And the assistant manager, Tom Weschler, looked at me and said, "Elzo, picture, it's a black and white movie. It's late at night. You're in New York, and there's water on the street in the alley. There's a light mist coming down, and you're standing beneath a street lamp. What does that sound like?" And I picked up the sax, my alto sax, and went, I'm like this, maybe. And it was, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- stopped, you know, boom, in their tracks. And I thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't have played that. And, you know, I looked at Bob. I said, was it okay? Did you like it? And he did. I like it. He looked over at Weschler and he says, tell him another story.
A great story from Alter Reed, from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. And if you want to call in and say hello, by all means, do so at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Play a quick cut here, a little Bob Seger trivia question for our listeners. Matt at our Master Control Studios, fire up Trying to Live My Life Without You just for a moment. Okay, the trivia question is, where was that song recorded? It was recorded for the Nine Tonight album. Where was it recorded? 800-259-9231. And again, you can see and hear Alto's sax work there on that tune. Alto, you've been a busy guy, of course, in recent times. You've been working with Steve Dickinson on the Reed and Dickinson Band, but all this summer you've been out with your own all-star, the Motor City All-Star Band, and you've been having a great time.
Well, but Steve has been working on another major project, and we started having difficulty pulling together mutual dates where he was available to come out and do shows. So I decided to do a Chuck Berry. And a Chuck Berry is where you really have your Chuck. In the early days, let me put it this way, Chuck amazed me. We would do these outdoor festivals, and Chuck would be the headliner or one of them. And Chuck would pull up in his big, long Cadillac, get out. The promoter would come over, give him a briefcase, obviously full of money, put in the trunk. He'd pull out his guitar case, pull the guitar out, and walk over. And without one little note, he just, man, would light into Johnny B. Goode or whatever and started playing. And his bands were the local bands. They were great players. It's not that they were amateurs. They were really the top players in the area. But he didn't travel with management. He didn't travel with any type of entourage or a band. He would just go. The bands knew what he wanted to play. And, bang, there it was, a Chuck Berry show, which was really a different approach to it. Well, years and years later, here I find myself in a different economy, in a different reality with music on the radio, music in retail, with downloading, with the cost of flights, hotels, and everything, and limited budgets for a lot of these different festivals or shows. And so the numbers were reduced in terms of being able to make, you know, some good money for everybody. So it dawned on me, man, let me play. When I'm in the Florida area, I have an all-star band down here. And when I'm in the Michigan area, I have my all-star band there. When I'm on the West Coast, I have another all-star band. And we know each other really well. They're all great players that play with some of the top artists. But to the point, I really wanted to do more shows. And the easiest way, the most economical approach to doing it, is have a band that is more or less regional, the top players. But if it's Atlanta, it's Georgia, I've got my band out of there, and they're all great. And I kind of integrate songs from that band, so we've got some local, you know, energy, and the bands are well known with their own fan draw. I add about five or six Seeger songs throughout the set, and it always winds up being just a great show. Not a Bob Seeger tribute show, not a sound alike, not a songbook show, but just an honest to goodness rock and roll extravaganza, a lot of fun, and I bring other players on to perform with me. In fact, we're going to do a show the day after Thanksgiving in Detroit at the Fillmore, and Steve Dickinson will be there to do some songs from the Tonight We Ride album, the Reed and Dickinson album. We've got Mitch Ryder, who's going to be a guest of mine.
Wow.
Larry Johnson from the Temptations is going to be there. We're talking to Martha Reeves, who's a friend. And the list goes on. The way I like to do shows is to really give the audience a lot for their money. And it's a fun show. It's great stuff. And that's my all-stars.
When we come back, we're going to hear more about the Thanksgiving weekend star-studded show with Alto Reed. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799.
You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here. My name is Bob Long. We're along with Alto Reed, a founding member, current member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. Also, we just played Tonight We Ride from the Reed and Dickinson Band, and we're telling everybody about the big Motor City All-Star Concert, which is going to be happening Thanksgiving weekend, Friday. And I understand that the portion of the proceeds are going to benefit Goodwill Industries. Tell us about that, Alto.
Especially hometown charities, and they're a great organization where the money really goes back to putting people to work and retraining them. And in Detroit, you know, has gone through a tough time.
Yeah.
And so whatever we can do to bring a bit of this back, that's really part of my goal, man. Children's charities, police charities, and my hometown, man, help people out and put them back to work. So this was an opportunity for us to do that, to bring together a great all-star show. It's Friday night, the night after Thanksgiving, Friday the 26th, and it's an all-star night of, you know, Motor City proportion, great players and singers, Mitch Ryder, my band, the all-star band, and Larry Johnson from The Temptations, and we got some other surprises in store for everybody. But it's, you know, one of the cool things that I really stressed with our entertainment group, TGIF Entertainment Group, and George Gikas and Kevin Janeway, who put this together, I said, we need to keep ticket prices down. We need to make it affordable for everybody. We want this town to turn out. So our approach is really the Seeger tradition on concert touring and doing shows. A Seeger ticket is typically the lowest box office ticket of any given year, of any given tour, compared to all the other artists. And we're going to stay with that, and I think the general admission in advance purchase is like $10.
Yeah.
So at the Fillmore in downtown Detroit. And I really want it to be that way. Of course, we'll have a gold level, you know, like VIP area. And then I believe that Andiamo's is going to bring in a great restaurant. They're going to bring in catering for the, you know, the platinum level. And a lot of our bringing in some sponsors to help underwrite the cost so we can do some good things for Goodwill, put on a great show. And there you go, man. We're going to bring you in. I want you to come and see this show.
Sounds great. Well, tickets will go on sale on October 9th and can be purchased online at livenation.com. And I understand a good buddy there, WCSX on-air personality Doug Podell, is going to play a role as well.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. You know, we had actually talked about me doing a weekend show every Sunday, the hour before Alice Cooper. We went in and cut a demo show that everybody loves, but then there were, as all things in Detroit and even elsewhere, budgetary cuts, and it made it really tough to do. So we still have it on the back burner, looking to do, you know, take Alto Reed's classic rock yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and bring it to some classic rock stations. So stay tuned for that.
Excellent.
I love radio. Yeah, I mean, look what you do. You reach so many people, and it's just an exciting, you know, element and a venue and a medium for you to go out, and you're involved with all the car events. You know, I'm a car nut. I grew up in Detroit, and there was a time as a kid I could look down the one of the main streets, and I could, any car that was coming down, I could tell the profile. I could tell you what it was. I could tell whether it was, you know, a Chevy Bel Air or a Impala.
Yeah.
And I just, everybody in our band, we love cars.
Yeah.
You know, that's been a part of the tradition in Detroit.
I know that Kiss played a major role in helping the early Seeger days out by having you guys open up as the opening act for them during a tour. And then, of course, the Live Bullet album.
That was the tour, actually. It was the Kiss offered us to do the nationwide tour. Just as we released Live Bullet.
Wow.
And they had put out Kiss Alive and Frampton Comes Alive. So there were three live albums that year. And it was Ray, just, you know, it was another gift from the heavens to timing-wise. And the shows we had recorded at Cobo Hall, shows they said couldn't be done, in which two sold-out shows came out of that because our manager, Punch Andrews, really, he believed in Bob and the band and worked so hard to build, you know, we worked hard on the road, man. I mean, we drove and drove, but Punch behind the scenes was there to really, you know, manage and guide, and he would not quit. This is a man who just would not let go of his vision of Bob and the band becoming as big as you can get in the industry. And so he put together this show, the first show at Cobo Hall. Nobody would book us. Nobody would do it. And so he got a hold of Steve Glantz, who was a promoter at the time, and they partnered on it. And the tickets sold instantly. And the next thing you know, we've got a second show for that. I arrived for a sound check, and there were microphones taped to the other, you know, every microphone had another microphone taped to it. And I knew what that meant. We were recording. And out of those two shows came Live Bullet.
Wow.
At the exact time that Kiss was coming out with their product. And right now, I think Live Bullet, they told me, is the largest selling live rock and roll album of all time.
That's fantastic. You got to tell me the story behind the story, that gigantic bass sax. I mean, that's an old piece that you've got there. What's it like performing with that? It looks like it weighs a ton.
I love it. You know, my part of my role with Bob over the years was, you know, playing lead sax, filling in, there was no lead guitar other than Bob when I first joined him. So I was the lead instrument, primary lead instrument. And as we got a little bit more successful and things changed, the configuration changed and the Silver Bullet band came together, we were still kind of struggling to, you know, pay the bills. And every now and then, because of what we recorded in the studio on these songs, Bob would hear another, you know what, I think we need another keyboardist for this tour. You know, there's on the album, there's organ and piano. And it was funny, the first time this happened, I was caught off guard. And Robin, our keyboard player at the time, said, well, why don't you, let's have Alto do it. We don't need another player. Alto plays keyboards. And Bob would go, oh, Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, I didn't really. You know, I knew a little bit, but so because nobody wanted to pay one more guy in the band, you know, and it was one more seat space taken up in the, you know, in the van or the station wagon. So we'd, you know, Bob would go, okay, hey, yeah, put him on. You play organ alto, so I go over to the organ, and you know, we'd start, and I'd say, Bob, could you give me 5 minutes? Just I just want to review here a little bit. He goes, sure, yeah, let's all take a break. Alto, you know, you got five, and I go, Robin, I said, Robin. You know, I don't know these songs. I, you know, on keyboards, and he said, "Well, just look at here's the formation." And I learned patterns. I didn't learn by notes on the keyboard, although I could read music. That's not how I learned to play the keyboard. I visualized the black and white patterns, and I could see where my hands had to go for the next chord, the next chord, and the next chord. 5 minutes later, I had it down. You know, and Bob would come back in and go, "You know, we got a second song. Why don't you play organ on this one too?" So as this unfolded, the way we get around to the bass axis, the same thing happened on guitar. The same thing happened about, you know, a horn section. You thought maybe we should bring this in for a different sound. And I was like, no, man, I've got just the horn for you. So I wound up playing from soprano sax to alto sax to tenor sax to baritone sax. And when I brought the big bad boy, a 1922 Con bass sax, everybody flipped out. And that put me on more tracks that I would have had nothing more to do than play maybe tambourine. And bass sax became a huge part of a lot of our live performances and in the studio. So the bass sax I have a lot of fun with it.
You sure do. We're going to have more fun with Alto Reed, and we're going to be joined by Kevin Janeway, as well as the COO of the TGIF Entertainment Group, straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Today on The Long Drive, Shelby fanatics have been waiting 4 decades for this, the new Shelby GT350. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
After 45 years, it's back. It's the Shelby GT350. Unlike the GT500, it rolls out of Shelby's Las Vegas facility, pumping out a minimum of 550 horsepower. Car and Driver's Stephen Cole Smith tells us more.
They tried really hard to not mimic, but at least pay homage to the original Mustang. If you go to the Shelby website and look at the rear end of the car, the little reverse lights are literally from a 67 Mustang. They're exactly the same kind that fit in there very well. And then they've got their new touches, the enormous dual exhaust that exit from the center right under the license plates.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Live all across North America. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. The trivia question is about this song. It was recorded in October 1980, where? For the album Nine Tonight, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. 800-259-9231. We've been having all kinds of fun with Alto Reed, Car Guy, and sax player for Bob Seger, and he's got the big concert coming up at the Fillmore, and we got lots more to talk about with Alto, but right now we want to welcome Kevin Janeway from the TGIF Entertainment Group and the Plan 4 Financial Network, along with the new COO of Tailgater, Stacy Himmelspach. Hey there, Kevin, how you doing?
Bob, how are you? It's great to talk to you, and I also want to congratulate you on your new edition.
Oh, thank you, and thank you so much for your very kind gift that you sent me. My wife
You're
and
welcome.
I were absolutely blown away by it. Thank you. Lucy Grace is my
Lucy Grace, yes.
So,
how's it treating you? How's the new parenthood role treating you there, Bob?
Well, so far, so good, with the exception of lack of sleep, but that all comes with the territory.
It gets better, believe me, and then you get into other problems later on, so don't worry about it.
You'll have to advise me as we go.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the Tailgater. That's where you and I and Alto first got together out at SEMA, and you were out there promoting the Tailgater and working with the Ford folks. It's football season, time of the year, and Alto and Kevin, this is just a great time for this product. And you have a brand new COO.
Yeah, Stacy Himmelspach. She's on with us, right?
Absolutely. Stacy,
okay.
Welcome to the program. How you doing?
Thank you.
So the go right ahead.
No, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Thanks. Sometimes when we have four people on the line or three or four people, we sometimes have some phone glitches, but we'll keep everything straight. So the Tailgater, Kevin, how did it get its start?
Well, it's, the Plan 4 Financial Network, and I appreciate you mentioning that, is a financial company that's designed to help and work with people in the business industry. And I walked one day into a fella who's a mold guy here in Detroit that had this great idea, had tried to take it to the market. It was called the Tailgater, and couldn't get it anywhere, and he asked me if I could give him some help. And the Tailgater is a product that is that goes on the back of the tailgate of a pickup truck that has contour seats and cup holders. And he asked me what I thought about it, and, we brought in some investors, took a look at how to make this thing go, and it's right, like you said, right now it's tailgating time, so it's the kind of product where people will use it when they sit and have fun and enjoy the back of their tailgate. And, of course, what do they do when they're tailgating, they listen to music like Alto Reed and Bob Seger, and they go to an event like a football game, and they enjoy themselves. And many people do it on the back of the tailgate of their truck. And so Joe Furnier, who was the original inventor of the product, came up with this concept that you could sit on the back of your truck. It's got to be better than just sitting on the back of it the way the traditional way is, and it's very comfortable, and it's been a big hit around the country.
Absolutely. Stacy, this is a really cool product. It must be fun for you to be COO of the company.
Oh, absolutely, especially trying to grow it larger in the States where there's a lot of registered pickup trucks on the road. Did you know that Michigan is the sixth largest state for the most registered pickup trucks
Wow.
in the market today?
Well, that's amazing. And certainly I know the great college football rivalries there within the state of Michigan, and, of course, all the tailgating that goes around the goes on every weekend around the country. It's just an amazing number.
Absolutely. And really, it goes beyond that as well for our product, because people tailgate wherever there's a truck. Even when they stop their vehicle at a gas station, or when mom is shopping at a grocery store while dad is outside minding the children, tailgating's not just for sporting events, but also for our daily lives. And our product certainly allows anyone the luxury of a comfortable seating solution that attaches directly to the truck's tailgate. There's no other product on the market that features this comfortable seating.
Absolutely. And Alto, I know from attending a lot of summer concert events, it's not unusual for folks to arrive prior to a concert and do tailgating right in the concert venue parking lot.
No, it's huge. You know, I performed at the Orange Bowl game this year in Miami doing America the Beautiful. And when I came to do the rehearsal that afternoon, they had a concert stage set up outside, and there were already tens of thousands of people in the parking lot and having tailgate party before the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this product was perfect, a great way to promote. You know, the product was to combine it with rock and roll, and the crowds are like music. And that was Kevin's vision to do an album, and brought Steve Dickinson in on it, the singer-songwriter of the album, a good friend of mine. He'd been playing in one of my first All-Star configuration. It goes back almost 6 years, 6 or 7 years with the two of us. And then they contacted me and brought in some great players in Detroit, Jimmy McCarty on guitar, Johnny Vidangic on drums, Jimmy Bones from Kid Rock's band, and Stephanie Uhlenberg. And what came out of it was a classic rock, tomorrow's classic rock in the Seeger style, I guess if you want to say, the singer-songwriter, troubadour, balladeer, working man's album, and it just blew everybody away. So it was a perfect combination that got me involved with working with Kevin, and the great guy and a great vision and all his staff people. It's in a year and a half, we've really grown this thing into a very forward-thinking company that's involving more bands, more products, and growing rapidly. It's exciting.
Absolutely exciting. Kevin, tell us a little bit more about the Plan 4 Financial Network as well as the TGIF Entertainment Group.
Well, TGIF Entertainment Group is a concept that was started by Alto and George Gikas, as Alto mentioned earlier, and myself. And what we do is we fill a niche. I'd like to, you know, one of the things that we try to do is help artists understand how to build value. And that's an area that artists sometimes don't understand, because they're busy, you know, writing music and playing music. And we're business consultants to artists. We build a 360 relationship with artists by helping them develop business strategies on how to take their music to the market. And on top of that, and moreover, we work with them on events planning, and we work with them on how to strategize, how to build, like I said, their value. And we're business consultants, and that's the one thing that we provide to the artist, is how to take a business point of view, work with your product, and take it to market. Plan 4 is kind of like what Alto is doing. We've assembled a group of all-stars, certified business consultants that help business owners and business people around the country make decisions on what to do with their money, how, you know, the when, where, and how of what to do with their money. And I've been doing that part of my business life for almost 30 years, and Plan 4 was created as an extension of a planning concept of what I was doing in my life. And we've actually incorporated a lot of good marketing and PR strategies into it to help our business and our clients understand how they can sift through the process of choosing and working with certain professionals.
Kevin, can I add to it also that
sure.
A really cool thing is that with Reed and Dickinson, we spent a lot of time going out and talking to different agencies around the country, big agencies, only to discover that they were taking AAA, the top of the A-listers, and paring down their talent roster. And so even though I've been in the business a long time, it was really difficult,
yep.
If not almost impossible, to find an agency that would take us on and really promote us. So twofold things have come out of this. Number one, it became a natural extension in terms of the need that we had to promote Reed and Dickinson and also Reed and the All-Stars. And what's come out of it is that all these other talented people and musicians who had nowhere else to go to try to get someone to work with them, to back them, to take them to the next level, this company, TGIF Entertainment Group, it exists for them as well. You know, and I tell all the artists, I said, you know, I know you got a great band, but what this company is about is building the brand. And that's much like to be a successful artist, you've got to have the songs. And when you have the songs, you have a great product that you can take out there and build the brand around, a la Seeger and what we're doing. So.
We're going to hold all you guys over for one more segment into the next hour of the program. We're going to step aside for the top of the hour news. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stick around for more of Alto, Kevin, and Stacy right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Lyon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.